Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The 10,000 people from all around 50 countries, Jews and non-Jews, were participating Monday on the 23rd March of the Living to commemorate the victims of the Holocaust. And they did a three kilometer walk from the Holocaust of Remembrance from the Auschwitz to the next camp. And they've done this for quite some time. And it was just, I mean, 10,000 people came to remember that.
Wow.
And we want to remember it. And they do a real good job of never forgetting and saying never again. We'll proclaim in America never again. But the thing about it is, since we don't remember, we don't know we're doing it again.
Yeah. Israel does a fantastic job of doing, like you said. I just saw a picture regarding an article and something that the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was speaking to soldiers, and they have a replica of the camps. I mean, a miniature model, if you will, in this room with such detail, just for them to get, you know, a visual. There's visuals everywhere. And I was looking up some interesting facts to share about the Holocaust. And they say, of course, we know that 6 million Jews were killed during that time, but 1 million of them, 1 million were kids, were children, and 2 million were females, and three million were males, but two million were children.
Right, right.
And they just lost their lives at extermination. And so it's great. I remember going to the Holocaust Museum with you in New York.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I went to the one in Israel, and it's just amazing to be able to go back and look at some of the things that have happened. And this is a great day just to remember, never to forget,
never forget that
same evil still exists today and would love to continue to do the Jews harm.
And you're seeing right now on your television, for those that are, you can see this also on the VFN Torch, the march and the banner they have, March of the Living 2014, and just marching from those camps. Who would have ever thought, if you were in those camps, that the future would be, well, we will not forget you, and we will commemorate this, and we'll remember for way. And it's like 200 present survivors, I believe the Jerusalem Post is reporting, from the Holocaust right now. There's 200 people.
200,000, I think.
200,000. Mm-hmm. 200,000 that are still alive today.
Yeah.
And we remember, never forget, and we're standing with you. And we understand that, you know, what they teach at the Yad Vashon or whatever it is, museum in Israel, is that, you know, two religions were existing in Germany at the time. And one was Christianity, and the other was the Third Reich or whatever it was, what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, why didn't the Christians not do anything?
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to figure out, why didn't they react if the church was that large in Germany? And their conclusion after much study was that the church was unable to recognize evil.
Wow.
Unable to recognize evil. And truly, that's today. Today the church is unable to recognize evil.
Mm-hmm.
And we call evil not so bad.
Mm.
And we just assume that people really can't be evil. But they can, you know, if the devil's got a hold of them, they can be horrifically evil. When you think about, you know, in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used this particular moment in remembering the Holocaust to connect it with what's taking place today with the Palestinians and how they came together with Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they came together. They actually said, yes, we acknowledge the Holocaust now, but they just merged with, no, we want to destroy you. And that is Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
He's saying, listen, you know, if you truly acknowledge this, which is big for them to even say something like that, but understand they merged their government with a big no while they were saying yes, which means it's the same thing as always been in the context of that. This is pretty interesting days, but we want to remember, you know, what's taking place.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences too as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.